This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Amy Holmes. And it's Friday on The Takeaway, and that means it's time to talk movies. So Judd Apatow is Hollywood's latest golden boy. He's been filling up those movie theater seats. He has a film coming out this weekend called Funny People, starring Adam Sandler, Seth Rogen, and Jonah Hill. Here's Adam Sandler in Funny People, playing George Simmons, a stand-up comedian.
I like having a girlfriend. I don't have one, but I like it better. One night stands are tough, and I'm not great at sex, so at the end of every time, I gotta look at him and go, hey, normally I do better than that. Girlfriends are so much better, you know, you finish up and you're just like, well, you know. That's how I do it.
Joining us here in the studio to give us her review of Funny People is film critic Michelle Orange. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Can you give us just a quick synopsis of Funny People?
Sure. Funny People, it's the story of this famous comedian named George Simmons who, when we meet him, has just been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and he hires this stand-up comedian named Ira, played by Seth Rogen, to be a sort of errand boy slash joke writer, and the first half of the movie is concerned with the bond that develops between these two men as George sort of gets his affairs in
order. Teacher and student?
Yeah, a little bit of that. Mentor.
Aside and then, from the terminal illness, it's kind of a memoir for all these guys, isn't it? And growing up
a little bit,
comedian.
I think so. There's
strange.
A lot of autobiographical elements in there. And then George sort of miraculously recovers from his illness and decides that his life...
Of course, in Hollywood they...
It's amazing. And
redemption.
Yeah, and he decides that his life hasn't been what he wanted it to be, and the first thing he wants to do to rectify that is hunt down this old love from his past named Laura, who's played by Leslie Mann.
So let's talk about that. Judd Apatow has been hugely successful, making piles and piles of money with his sort of comedic formula. Actresses, they must be dying to get into his movies.
Yeah, they probably are. It seems like his wife gets the plum rolls, but yeah, I'm sure they are.
But I understand from you that you take issue with his depiction of women.
I do, you know, and this film, I mean, his films on their own terms, they work. They're about dudes. They're about dudeness, but there's always, there are women in there who... And this film is sort of the full realization of the Apatow world where, you know, it centers on male bonding and it's about humor and the role that it plays in male relationships. The thing for me is that the way that the men relate and compete and understand each other and sort of gain each other's respect is through humor. And the problem is that the women, it just becomes more problematic to me that the women aren't funny because they can't actually...
Well, you know, I got to take issue with you with that a little bit. I thought Catherine Keener, for example, in 40-Year-Old Virgin was hilarious. She was quirky. She was strange. Leslie Mann, as you mentioned, Apatow's wife, who gets cast quite a bit. She has lots of comedic moments in his movies, like as in Knocked Up. And looking at sort of the man theme here, doesn't he talk a lot about man boys having to grow up, throw out the bong, man up and take your responsibilities?
It's true. And this film is also, to a certain extent, about the sort of long, slow grind towards maturity, but I feel like it's a what I mean when I say the women aren't funny is that they don't interact with the men in the same way that the men interact. It's a bonding issue.
Do you like this film?
I did. I had reservations about it, but ultimately it's a good film. I feel like he was trying to make a masterpiece in a way, in a kind of opus.
So bottom line, you tell people to go to the theaters
if
this weekend
like
and see
films,
it?
If you like his films, yeah.
Judd, more laugh lines for the ladies. That's the takeaway here?
I'm just saying.
Michelle, thanks so much for joining us. That was Michelle Orange, freelance film critic, here and in the studio.